We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Mem Amud Aleph. We will start around four lines from the top of Mem Amud Aleph, but we're middle of a sugya, so I'm going to give a very quick recap. We had a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that in order to be chayiv moida miksas, you need a denial of two kesef and hoidah of pruta. So therefore, the claim has to be altogether two kesef and one pruta. According to Shmuel, the total claim has to be two kesef, and there's no limit for the denial. There's only a din that has to be a pruta. It has to be a pruta, either the denial of a pruta or the haidah's pruta. All that is enough. And the Gemara brought rice. Napsukim, Agav, yesterday we spoke out through Rav. Rav says you don't need the word kesef because you have kalim, so it's two. And he said kesef is coming extra to teach us they need a taina of two kesef. So Shmuel answered, he needed to tell you it has to be davar chashuv. So we asked, how does Rav know you need a davar chashuv? So Tosfos asked the kasha. And Tosfos says he has a different limud for that. But then the Gemara says, a kasha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, for example, the beginning of the Mishnah says, if someone tainas two kesef, and the other guy is moida of pruta, the halach is that you are potter in such a case. Shaila's why? So if you're Rav, it's kamin chaymer, because if I tell you you owe me a value of two kesef, and you say, no, you only owe me a value of pruta, there's no denial of two kesef. But according to Shmuel, what do you do? So Shmuel says it means Dafka shtei kesef means two bars of silver, and he answered back, I owe you one thing of copper. So according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is Dafka, and according to Rav, it's Shava. And then we have the next case of the Mishnah where someone said, shtei kesef upruta l'viyadcha, dir yichayev. Why if you Rav? Because it's Dava Shava, and you have more than a claim more than a two kesef. And according to Shmuel, it's Dafka, but he holds that v'tayna chitim v'sa'irim, and you might on the sa'irim, that's called Haidah. And then the Gemara finally had a kasha. Gemara says like this. On top of the Amr over here, the Gemara says like this. Teida, I'm going to bring you a raya that we're talking about Shava. So we'll start on top of the Amr and then we'll start off. We'll start from top. Teida, we'll bring a raya that we're talking about a Shava and it's a raya to Rav. And the Ketani Sefer, Dinazov Libiyadcha. You owe me a Dinazov. And he says, no, in the Chaviyadi, I only owe you El Dinakesef, or I owe you a Tresis, or I owe you a Pundian, different coins. Upruta. So that's the Mishnah says. Now, according to Shmuel, everything is dafka. But according to Rav, it's good. You have a Shava value. I said, you owe me a value of the Dinazov, which is $1,000. You owe me a value of $1,000. He says, oh no, only a value of $10 or $15. So you have a Shava Mishamachachai. That's why you're chayiv, because it's very mistabrat. The claim is much more than two kesef and a pruta, and the Haidah is more than a pruta. Everything's gevaldik. Ella I amris dafka. Shmuel means dafka. My chayiv. Why are you chayiv over here? L'chayiro here. I'm asking for zov, and you're telling me kesef. What's going on over here? The idah is not minatayin if it's talking about dafka. Amr Rav Elazar b'shetano b'dinah matbeyos b'kamash v'lon the pruta v'chal matbeya. Zok Rav Elazar that here even Shmuel agrees. You know why? Here, avada the Mishnah is all talking about dafka. Here it's not talking about dafka because here it's some a unique case. He's asking for coins. He says, you owe me a dinner, you owe me a coin called a dinner. And he's made to him, I owe you a coin called a kesef or Teresa's a pundin. That's called one min. So if either it's dafka in a certain way, but it's not shava, but it doesn't mean the bar of gold or the bar of silver or the bar of copper. It means matbeis. The kamash one, the prut of b'chav matbeis, prut is also part. It's also called a coin. But b'chav matbeis and dekanami, it's very meduic like this. The Ketani, the Mishnah says, shakol mim matbeiach. It says the reason why yichayev is because everything is a matbeis. So you see, it's all the min of matbeis. So if I care, it sounds a little bit like Shmuel. What does Rav say? V'rav shakol din matbeiach. Rav says if I were to want shava. What does it mean? Hakol mim matbeya. It means everything has a din matbeya, which means, Lashu says, v'rav the boilim mishava k'toni hachi v'farish sefer the kamar shakol mim matbeya echad who kol hamatbeya sashnuyis kan din echad lehem she'afak tanush v'em yesh v'magdei haydol l'chayev v'shua. He says that all these matbeyas are all the same din that they have enough value to be called haydol, which is a more than a pruta. That's what the Mishnah is teaching us. Oh, so you could just learn Rav like Shmuel has learned, Betzen, like Rav Leah has learned. Why can't you learn the same way? So that's a good kasha. Rasha really asked the kasha. We'll bring it out in a second, the kasha, but the Rasha really asked the kasha. But if you want to keep a consistent shava, even then you can work it out. That's really the truth. Rav learned the whole Mishnah Shava. He always learned Shava. If it's Shava, what's the point? The Mishnah teaching us that It has to be at least a pruta, which Tosfos is very bothered by. If you look at Tosfos Masechet Shabbos, called Dimat Ve'achas, Echad Pirus Bekuntish, Af Bektano Shabbem Yesh Megdei Hayidah L'Chayiv Shvua. Frank Tosfos with Tema Shemina Mereisha Tanei Hayidah Shava Pruta. He blives fair on the kasha. But I'm going to speak at the Mashal in a second. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar himself, who answered Shmuel by saying that Sum Matbeya Lema Mid the Sefer Shmuel Matarich Reish Namik Shmuel. Here the Reish also means like Shmuel, which means Dafka. Reish Namik Shmuel Svirle. And Moses Loi Sefer Dafka Katani Shakom Matbeyachas. For Reish could be Karav or Shmuel. The Reish either can mean Shava or Dafka. We don't know which one he holds. So from this Gemara, you see clearly you could hold like the Reish like Rav and a Sefer like Rabbi Lazar. Because it's saying he can even hold like Rav. So that's where the Mashal makes his kasha. The Gemara said, look, Rav Elazar is answering Shmuel, maybe he holds the Reish like Shmuel also. The reason why it's part in the Reish is because it's Dafka. So, well, no, the Reish you can learn like Rav means Shava. Here it's different. Zok the Mashal, if he said, why couldn't you say the first place that's Pshat Rav? That your kasha, he brings that over here with a Raya. He says, the Mashal says that he could have answered. He says, Hu adin da motzi l'mei manami l'Rav. The safer Arab Matbeya is for Reish of a Shava. The Akoch reigns a Dachuk, the Rabbi Lozo, Shemuki, safer Matbeya is Kamahaki, the Reish Yikarab. So it says, on the Nichele, Lameima, Hai Tatum is safer, you know, that's talking about Shava, you can still stick with that. That's what he's saying. Akaponim, so we answer the Kasha. Right, let's see another Kasha on Shmuel. Toshima, if someone tainas to someone, dinner zahav zahuv libiyadcha. Now, a dinner zahav zahuv means a dinner zahav that has a tzura, that's minted, a minted gold coin. Ein lecho biyadi el dinner kesev, only have a minted silver coin, chayiv. Yechayiv. Tai ma da omalei zahav zahuv. Why do you pick a zahav zahuv? Hastama shavakamalei. Usually if I say you owe me $1,000, it doesn't mean $1,000 bill, it means you owe me a value of $1,000. You have to say dinner zahav zahuv, that you owe me a minted coin in order that dinner zav should be zav. So it sounds like that usually you say, Stama Shava Kama, it's a riot to Rab. Then the Mishnah usually it means Shava, not Dafka. Because here only because you spoke as a hoof does it mean a minted coin. Why you chayv in this case? Because by coins, then you chayv coins. That's the whole part of the laws, that when you ask for coins, you have more coins. But Dafka over here, because he says a hoof is a coin, if not, it means Shava. Just cash on Shmuel. If I care, the Rashi says this Bryce is not. You didn't speak out zahov. You said dinner zav, and the Bryce teaches us that every time you say dinner zav, you mean dinner zav zahov. That's what you mean, dinner zav zahov. Dami, talk to Gemara Vayta. Tani Rav Chila Siuya Eila Rav. Rav Chila brought out a Bryce to write the Rav. The Bryce is like this: Sell libiyadcha. You own, huh? Yeah.
Right. But if you wanted to say Zav, you'd be potter,
you'd be Shmuel,
no?
You'd be, here, it's only because it's Mimat Beya. Yeah, because it says, why have to speak that out? But no, if it would, will it be to Riley Shmuel? No, you have to speak out.
It's according to Rabbi Bichayim either way.
Huh?
According to Rabbi Bichayim either way.
According to Rav, you'll be Chayiv either way. It's true. But maybe this is like the, this teaching us even coins are called, even by coins, we spoke at coins, it's still called minataina. It's on chiddush. That even coins are still called minataina. So call me matbeyachas, that the coins are called minataina. It's a good time, you're asking a good question. But we're bringing right from here, not, we're bringing from that generally, zav means shava. That's the riot to Rav. Says me us yotel ravu de itzach a frushe zav zo machal de stis dan ze zav stam shava kama veshakol min matbeya echad ktani umes shava reish nam shava. So he's saying that he usually you say shava. So you're asking like in this case itself, what is the chiddush of this case? That's really what you're asking. What's the chiddush of this case? You have to say maybe the chiddush that's called, it's called one min matbeya somehow, something to do with the matbeya will be a chiddush. Heidekasha. So Tani Rav Chiya Siyu LeRav. Rav Chiya put in a brayse to Raya to Rav. Sela li biyodcho ein lucha. So this guy says to you, you owe me a sela. A sela is actually four kesef. So the sela biyodcho ein lucha biyodi ela sela chosav beis kesef. If I say no, I only owe you a sela that is missing two kesef is chayiv. If you say chosav ma'a is potter, a ma'a is one kesef. So there you're potter. So it's like this. A guy comes to you, you owe me 4 kesef. The guy says, no, I only owe 2. Then you're chayiv, because you deny 2 kesef. But if I say, I only owe 1, then you're not chayiv. You know why? I did not deny 2 kesef. I didn't deny. You have to deny. According to Rav, you have to deny 2 kesef. That's the chiddush of Rav. So it's the naya chiddush. It's the first of Brisa saying you're potter. So Rav Chiya brings a riot to Rav from a Brisa. This whole sugya of Tanya Shnei Kesef, which means Shmuel holds you need Tanya Shnei Kesef claim. And according to Rav, you need 2 Kesef and a Pruta, because you have to deny 2 Kesef. This whole sugya is Zakar Rachman Yitzchak. Loy Shalom Tanya Malva Vaidol, Loy Slavi. Don't talk about Moedim Mixas. Of a Tanya Malva Vaidol, say, there's another case of a Shua, where Malva goes up to Levi and says, you owe me money. The guy says, no, I don't owe you any money. And one aid says, yeah, you owe money. So Allah is, you have to make a Shua to contradict the aid. So I feel like Torah la pruta. If your time is only a pruta, you chayiv. My time. What's the reason? The chesiv says in the pasuk, "Lo kum eid echa be'ish chol oven chol chatos." The chol oven chol chatos is going to come. The eid echa cannot come for oven chol chatos. Aval come with a shvua, but it could come for a shvua. And the time that the brayso was so called mokoyim shestayim mechayav moisim mamun eid echa mechayav shvua. Anytime 2 people chayiv you money, then one person is chayiv. One eid is chayiv shvua. So like Rashi explains. So it was showing me like this. Anytime a 2 Aidim can rechive you money, which is even a pruta, they can rechive you. So in such a case, the Aid can rechive Shua. So therefore here also, an Aid Echad can rechive you a Shua, even if the whole claim is one pruta. That's the Chiddush of Gemara. Now, the Ran is a Dayak from here. It's a mashma that if you don't have a special limud, then Taka, the whole din of Shua, would only be by a claim of at least 2 Kesef and a pruta, or 2 Kesef, like Rav and Shmuel say. So he says, therefore, by Shua Sashoimrim, which is a third type of Shua, he says, Avad, they need 2 Kesef. If they have Shua Sashoimrim, which means someone was watching something and it was stolen, and he has to steal that he was not Shleach Yad and it was stolen, he has to be a share of this share, 2 Kesef. Because here, that would be the share, if not for this Pasuk by Erechat. That's what he says. The Ran is a brief parallel to the Ran. In Shua Shemrim, Ikeman Diomed Loy Mechayvin Ella Bekfiras Shte Kesev. The Chiksev Kesev Akelim, Shua Shemrim Ksev. The Pasuk is actually there. Uveid Echad Itzrich Nami Krolle Chayuve Apokos Shte Kesev. Kedamrina, my time with Domakro. Alma Yilav Kro at the Pasuk, the Marvelay, have a Mifter. The Gamrina Memoidu Mixas. Hilka Gabi Shemrim, Leka Krolle Chayuve Apokos Shte Kesev is Potter. So you see from this Gemara, the only Eid Echad is the exception, but other Shvuas taka need a claim of 2 kesef. B'amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel, Tonu Chitim V'Sarim. When someone tines someone, you owe me Chitim and Sarim, wheat and barley. V'hoid loy v'echad mehem. We know the halacha is, you have to have Hayidah v'mina taina. Here, he was moida v'mina taina, but only from one of the tainas. Tonu Chitim V'Sarim, v'hoid loy v'echad mehem. He says, I owe you Sarim, but not Chitim. Are you chayav v'shvua or not? So Nachman says, Shmuel, that you are chayiv, because kol moedim mixas. Omoloi Rabbi Yitzchak Yosher, that's a good pshat. That's a good psak, I agree to that. V'chein Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says the same thing as you. Zog to Gemara, if it says V'chein Rabbi Yochanan, usually Rabbi Yochanan argue or shlokish. So what does a shlokish hold over here? Mechlal, there is plagalar or shlokish? Do we see from here that's a question Gemara is asking? Do you say, since we say this Rabbi Yochanan hold, it must be a shlokish argues? So Gemara says, no, I didn't know. I don't know where Shlokish holds. Ika de Amri Misha v'shoyle v'shasikle, that usually Rish Lakish used to wait until Rabbi Yechonah finished what he said, and then he answered. And here, the minute Rabbi Yechonah finished, he ran out. Rabbi Yitzchak, he had to leave and ran out. He didn't hear if someone argued on him, so he doesn't know. Or Ika de Amri Misha v'shasikle v'shasikle, that Rish Lakish was drinking water at that time, and he didn't answer to anything, and we didn't get a chance to hear what Rabbi Yechonah's shita is. So Lemaisa, what I'm saying is that Shmuel said a memra, Tanu Chitim V'Sarim, and Hoyle Bechem Nechayiv, and Chenam Rav Yechanan also like that, and we're not sure what Rosh Lakish holds. So we want to say, Lema Mesiyele, let's try bring a raya to Shmuel's halacha. In the Mishnah it said, Tanu Chitim V'Hoyle Lois B'Sarim. If someone tines you owe me wheat, and he's Moida and barley, Lakas Potter. Rav Gamil Mechayiv, Rav Gamil holds, you don't need Mimina Taina, Yechayiv. Now, I just want to speak out as I think exactly which we spoke out. Also, we learned the Mishnah. It says Tonu Chitim V'Hoyloi B'Sayrim is Potter. What are you Potter from? You Potter from a Shvua? You Potter from Sayrim? Taisa speaks out over here. You Potter even from Sayrim. That means I go and say you owe me Chitim, and you say no, I owe you Sayrim. The Lach is you Potter Legamri, even though you're Maidan Sayrim. What's the Pshat? So Taisa Rosh says Pshat is, since you were not Teveya the Sairim, it's like you will meichel it. And therefore, even though he's Moide owns it, you don't have to pay Sairim, because Ke'ilu, he was meichel the Sairim by not asking for it. But that's the Agavdika thing. But we see from here that if you Moide on a different thing, it's not Chiyav Shur, Mechiyav Chayav Shur on the Chitim. Obviously, you have to pay the Sairim, and you have Chayav on the Chitim as well. You have a Shur on the Chitim as well. So what's the Diyak? Time of the Tanu Chitim Hoyd Lovis Sairim. Ha Chitim Visairim. But if the time of Bechitim and Sarim, because if that case is part, let's say the bigger Chiddush. It says only Chitim, only if I tie only Chitim and you might have a Sarim is a part. If I would tie Chitim and Sarim, then you would be, and you might on Sarim, you'd be Chayiv. So it's a Raya to Shmuel's Halacha. It's more like, why did I fill Chitim and Sarim Nami part? So why did it say this case? It said the Chiddush of Rabbi Gamliel. Behind the commitment of Yibachitim, the Yacha Koichai de Ragamil, they tell you a Koichai or Ragamil, which is Koichai de Tehra Odev. So, very clear to say, Yipotter, the Koichai, not the Tehra Odev, the Koichai, that here, even such a case, Yichayiv, when you say a Chiddush, that's, you don't need a Hadam Min Ataina, it's a bigger Chiddush. So, to bring it, Avada, Chitim and Sa'irim would also be Potter according to Tanakama. But here we said Chitim and your Moidav is Sa'irim, to tell you the Chiddush or Ragamil, that even in such a case, you are Chayiv. Even such a case, Yechayiv, because that's a bigger chiddush to say that Yechayiv, it's more koyach to come up with this chiddush to say Yechayiv, if it's not a raya from our Mishnah. We try to bring a raya from our Mishnah to Shmuel, because it says, Dafka, Tonu Chitim Vayos Oyrim is Potter. Mashmah, Tonu Chitim Vayos Oyrim is Chayiv. They know. Really, both cases are Potter. Why is it a case, this case? Say, even this case, Yechayiv is Chayiv. The real Chayiv, even in this case.